two. Ashland gets the steal. Now long pass to Kayla. She's looking underneath. Gets it to number 20. Nice layup attempt. And Abigail now has two more points, bringing her to a total of four. All right. They have come alive. There's 1 minute left in this first half. The score is 24-12. And Butternut is kind of reeling by Prentice's ability to steal the ball. They just did it again. And now Callie's carrying it up the court. It's going to be a 1-2 drill. She goes for the layup herself, and she makes it. I can already tell you who's going to be the first half MVP right now. There's still 40 seconds left to go. 26-12. It's Kelly Hakenin makes another layup. All right, Butternut moving quick. Gianna's got it underneath the Kendra. Tries to make a layup attempt. Can't do it. As she tries to save the ball from going out because it got blocked. She couldn't save it. It went out of bounds. Buccaneers ball. All right, 32 seconds left. I imagine the Buccaneers are going to get this ball to their side of the court and try to hold it to keep another possession from happening. Callie has the ball, airing it up, holds it back, gets it to Kylie Orson, then to the corner. No, they're driving the hoop. They want to score points now. That layup misses. Kendra with the defensive rebound, and now they're moving the ball to the court. Gianna has it. She's got to get past that half-court line. It's about to get called, and she does just in time. Kaylin has it now in the corner. Can't get by the defender. Here comes the double team. She throws it off of the foot of the defender. Smart. Now it stops the clock with 4.6 seconds left, and Butternut will now be able to run a play from underneath the hoop. All right. Here you go. Ball pass in. Straight up intercepted. 3, 2, 1. Callie with the layup, and it drops right at half. How about that? As Callie Hakenin decides, I'm just taking over this game. She took over the first half. She stole that, sprinted across the court, and literally with seconds left was able to throw the layup right before the buzzer. That brings her total points up to 9, 11, 13, 15 points in the first half. A lot of that coming in the last couple minutes, to be honest. Wow, that was an explosive finish for the Prentice Buccaneers as they head back to the locker room. And Butternut Midgets have a lot to figure out as their defense started out strong, but their offense is still cold. Well, we're going to head to commercial break. When we come back, we'll have some halftime breakdown. Don't go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back to some sports radio as we have girls varsity basketball. I'm Stephen Gentlin with 98Q Country. The Buccaneers the Prentice Buccaneers are hosting the Butternut Midgets, and we are in halftime right now. The halftime show is just starting. I shouldn't call it a show, but the halftime segment, I guess we could call it. Wow, we've had honestly, it was a pretty slow half to start, but then the Buccaneers just turned it on. Actually, I should say it, Callie Haakanen just got just on fire, all right? So, scores 28-12, Buccaneers in the lead. The game started off very slow because both defenses were intercepting the ball, stealing the ball, blocking the ball, clogging up the lanes, making sure that no one could enter the paint. It was just like, okay, it's kind of like one of those games where you're like, oh, the score's not very high, but like when you're watching the game, it's action-packed, defenses are playing great, and you're just like, okay, you know, there's some action going, it's just not on the, it's not in the hoop. But, you know, team's starting to warm up, you know, Butternut got up 5-2, and then all of a sudden, Buccaneers got up 14-5, but then, you know, Butternut was able to score some more, bring that back, but then it was like at that 14-10 or 14-9, I can't remember exactly what it was, Callie Haakanen just came alive, and the score ended up ending at 28-12 with Callie scoring, I believe it was 15 points in the first half. The next closest person is Gianna Narring from the Butternut with 8, and then out of that we just have a slew of players with 3 or 4 points each. So really it's kind of come down to Callie Haakanen, the scoring player for Prentice, versus Gianna Narring, the scoring player for Butternut. And so honestly, there's really not too much to talk about because what I've seen on the court is one team's game plan working and the other team's game plan not. And it looks like both teams are kind of trying to do the same thing offensively, which is get the ball to their center in the paint. They have been trying to dish the ball to Kendra Pritzel, Butternut, excuse me. I've been trying to get the ball to Kendra Pritzel underneath the hoop a lot tonight. And it has been largely unsuccessful. They are stubborn. I can't even say that word right now. They are very stubborn with how they are trying to do it over and over, and it is not working. And they are getting three-point shots, they're getting mid-range shot attempts, and they're actively not taking them. And then a few times they have, they're not good shots. And so, honestly, sometimes you have to kind of take what the defense gives you. And if they're giving you wide open shots, you got to take them. And I know the shooting hasn't looked good, but I mean, at any point you can start warming up. You know, you start warming up, start getting hot, start making shots. And if you can, and here's the reason I think Butternut has to go for it: start not just like launching threes like crazy, but you know, good passing led to small shot choices, which happen to be at the 3-point line. Not only can that get you back in a game, but if you make one or two of those in close succession, maybe three, that defense can't play in the paint no more. They have to respect that long-range shooting, right? But until that happens, why would the Buccaneers change a single thing? So far, they've seen that Butternut wants to get the ball in the paint, so they're like, we're just going to keep stopping them. And then as far as I'll be honest, the Buccaneers should have almost 40 points tonight. They have 28, but they should have 40 because they've had a lot of opportunities underneath that hoop to shoot some layups, and they've just missed them. And not missed like someone almost blocked it or that was a tough layup. I mean, like, they had the shot, they took the shot, and they just straight up missed the shot. So it's like their offensive strategy is working swimmingly. And if their execution is just a little bit better, this score could be out of control, right? So, I mean, it's kind of one of those things you're not happy to be down 16 points, right, if you're Butternut, but it could be worse. It really could. So you count your blessing. Shore up the defense, start making shots on Butternut, and for Prentice, keep the short game. If they're going to let you get into the paint, keep doing it because that's high-efficiency shooting. And when you are up 16 points, high-efficiency shots will make it so difficult, nearly impossible, for the other team to come back in this game. So I believe that's the plan for both teams going forward. And so with that, I'm going to conclude the halftime segment here. We're going to go back to break, and when we come back, we'll have second half basketball here in 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back to 98Q Country. I'm Stephen Jellin bringing you some girls varsity basketball game tonight on this chilly, chilly night. Hope everyone's staying warm, listening to the game, having fun. The Prentice Buccaneers are hosting the Butternut Midgets, and the Buccaneers are successfully so far defending their home court 28-12. You just heard that buzzer? I know I did. That means the second half is about to be underway. Butternut will start in possession of the ball. And once the ref gives the whistle, just... Oh, wait. There. I apologize. The Buccaneers will start with possession of the ball. All right, pass inside. Kylie Orson has it. Gets by past the half-court line. She needs to pass it here. She does. Gets it to Kayla at the three-point line, then passes it over to Callie Hakenin. Can she keep her scoring streak alive as she absolutely is on fire right now? Callie Orson gets underneath, gets it to Kayla, then pass back out to Callie. Then they have to reset the whole thing. It's almost stolen, but out of all of that, Callie Hakenin has possession. Refs counting. Isabel for Butternut gets a steal, but she can't get possession. She does. Wow, great effort by Isabel for Butternut to get possession of that ball and then get the jump ball and get possession back for them. All right, Kaitlin carrying the ball up the court. She's only got 1 point in this game so far, and I think if they have any hope of getting back in this game, it's got to be through Kaitlin. All right, Kendra gets like a loose ball attempt and turns and shoots the layup and draws the shooting foul. So we have a chance here for Kendra to open up with 2 points here if she can get these free throws to drop. She missed two earlier in the first half. Made one, missed two. First free throw is up, and it looks a little long. It is a little long. All right. And as a miss, score remains 28-12. Buccaneers in the lead. All right, second free throw will be up, and it just won't drop. That looks so good. It like, but it just like kind of in and out. So there we go. All right. Second free throw is missed. Rebound made by the Buccaneers. Now they carry it up the court. Kylie Orson has it. Right now she looks to be communicating with her team, trying to set up what they're going to run. Going back and forth. Here comes some screening here in the paint. They get the ball over to number 20, Abigail, who is yet to dribble. She does. Gets by her defender. Takes one two-step dribble. She goes for the layup. Misses. Gets her own rebound. Then tries to get the ball back to Kaylee. Can't do it, but Kylie Orson, after all that scrum, comes up with it and then runs back to the three-point line to reset the offense. She does successfully. Callie Haken in now with the ball. Looking. Starting to dribble here. Passes it over for... She's wide open. Decides not to take it. Passes underneath to Kayla. Then back to Kylie. And right now we're just waiting to see how the Bucks are going to do this. So far they haven't taken the shot. They've had a couple of open attempts to get it underneath, and it is blocked as finally Kylie Orson gets the ball underneath the hoop, goes for the layup, and it gets blocked by Yannanari. All right. Buccaneers starting their play. Pass underneath. Gets it to number 20. Nice job by Abigail Schultz. First 2 points of the second half go to the Buccaneers. The score is now 30-12. Long pass. It is completed to Gianna, and they're going to call, is that a double dribble or was that a foul? Let's see. Looks like it's going to be called foul on the Buccaneers. Yep, on number 22, Ashland will be called for that one. I think they got a little lucky there was a foul because that might have been a double dribble. All right. Butternut passes inside. Then it's a handoff to Kaitlin. Gets by her two defenders. Takes a nice little mid-range shot and gently makes her first two points of the second half. That was a nice shot selection. Got by the two defenders, and instead of driving to the hoop, she decides to set her feet and take the shot. Ball's almost stolen, but it goes to a Buccaneer player who takes a three-pointer shot, misses. Abigail couldn't get that one to drop. We have a defensive rebound made by Kendra for the Buccaneers. Long pass, gets it to Kaitlin, and then takes another shot, misses. Kendra gets the offensive rebound, misses that layup, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Buccaneer ball. Ah, you're a Butternut fan. That one stings because you had two good-looking shot attempts there, and neither of them dropped. And you need those shots to drop. You're still down by 16 with 15 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game. All right. Ball was almost intercepted, but the ball went out of bounds off of a Butternut player, so Buccaneers still have the ball. And they're dealing with full court press for probably the remainder of this game. Ball gets passed in. Kaylee Heckinen has it. Carrying up the court quickly. Underneath to number 22. I believe that was Ashland who took the shot, misses it, and then Abigail gets it on the offensive rebound. She makes it 32-14. All right, pass in over to Yana, who has a nice look for a nice layup. And now she makes her 2 points, 32-16. And with that, that is now 10 points for Gianna tonight, total, two for the second half. Callie Orson has the ball for the Buccaneers, trying to get by her defender. Good defense by Isabel. She has to pass it. Ashland's got it right now. She now dribbles. It's a pass off to Callie Hakenin, who's wide open. Takes the three-point shot, and it just doesn't drop. The three has been cold for everyone today. It's another dish out to number 22, Ashland, who misses her three-point shot. And then Kylie Orson is able to get the offensive rebound there and make the two-point layup. The offensive and defensive boards have been dominated by the Buccaneers tonight, and that doesn't seem to change. Gianna gets it underneath the hoop, misses her layup. Offensive rebound made by Isabel. She gets it and takes a shot, and she makes it 34-18. Butternut starting to make their shots. And we have a timeout called by the Prentice Buccaneers. All right. Score is 34-18. Buccaneers in the lead with 14 minutes and 10 seconds here on 98Q Country. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back to 98Q Country. Steve Jellin bringing you girls varsity basketball. The Prentice Buccaneers hosting the Butternut Midgets, and Buccaneers have the ball. Callie passes it underneath, gets it to Kylie Orson, who tries to dribble by her defender, can't do it. Pass it to Kayla, takes a nice shot, misses it, but Callie Hakenin gets the offensive rebound, and she gets her first 2 points of the second half. There we go. Score is now 36-18. Butternut with the ball. And they're looking here. Just passing around the three-point line, looking for their shot. Kendra now has it. Now Isabel, who has an open three attempt. She thought about it. She didn't take it. Lizzie gets it, then back to Kendra. It gets almost stolen by Kayla. Forces a bad shot selection by Kendra. And then after all is said and done, Kayla gets a three-point shot, and it looked good. Didn't drop. Kendra gets the two-point attempt layup. She gets fouled. It doesn't drop, so she'll have two free throws here. And so with that, that was an interesting offense to figure out, as the ball could have gone in anyone's hands there. Kendrick got it off a good dish out by Kalen, or sorry, off an offensive rebound. Draws the foul. First free throw. Swish. There we go. Score is now 36-19. If she can make this next one, that'll push Butternut to the big 2-0. And they're trying to come back in this game. They were at 16 points down at the start of half. They are 17 points down, so they're just looking to get to parity right now. And it does drop. All right. 16-point differential now. Quickly, Kelly Hickening carries it up the court. She can't get it underneath, so she passes it back to number 14. Nice shot, but just couldn't drop. The ball's moving around. Luca couldn't get it to drop, and somehow, after all is said and done, we have a straight-up steal by Lizzie. Does she have a layup here? She ties and misses, but then the ball gets rebounded by number 14, Ellie, who couldn't get the layup either. Oh, man. Those shots need to drop if you want to come back in this game. And now Callie Hakenin's got it. 1-2 step. Couldn't get the layup attempt. Gets it to Kylie, then back to Callie, who then does a nice job of finishing on that play for another layup. It's now 38-20. Yana with the ball, passes it over, and back over to Lizzie, who takes the three-point shot. She makes it! Lizzie with the first three-pointer of the night from either team. Finally getting the drop. It's now 38-23. Callie gets by her defender. Ooh, nice job by Callie Hakenin. If you can get behind your, if you can get in front of your defender and then you stop, if the defender is too aggressive, they will get a foul for pushing, and that's exactly what happened. And so that is less of Lizzie pushing and more of Callie Hakenin setting up herself for success. Pass inside, and Callie Hakenin, I don't know, was she offended she didn't get the first three of the game? She made the first three, her first three-pointer, and so with that, the score is going to be 41-23 with 12 minutes and 3 seconds left in this game. That was a really good dish out as the ball got passed inside of the corner, and Callie took it. It was just a nice catch and shoot, and so that was a really good job by that. All right, substitution just went in for Butternut, and so the refs are giving them a quick second to recoup. Callahan will get a free, will get one free throw as a technical was called on Butternut. And that first free throw goes in. There we go. Second free throw from the tech foul goes up and does not drop. And so once that happens, subs will come in. All righty. Game will resume. 12 minutes and 3 seconds left in the game. All right. Buccaneers with the ball. They will pass it in. Boom. There we go. And now they'll try to reset here. Kylie Orson gets by, carrying it up the court. She's now at the top of the key. There we go. She's just dribbling back and forth right now, creating time. I mean, when you're up 42-23, the time is on your side. Number 14 gets the ball, takes the three, misses the three. Kendra gets the rebound. Gianna Naring carrying up the court. 1-2 dribble, goes for the layup, and now she has two more in that layup make there, 42-25. All right. Number 20, I believe that is Abigail with the ball, passing it around. Yep, now Kayla has it. And Gianna came in a little bit too quickly. She tried to stop, couldn't in time, ran into the ball holder, and gets called for a foul. All right. That's just the third foul of the night for Butternut, so the ball just get passed in. Passed in. Kylie Orson gets the ball to Abigail, who tries to drive in, then back for another three-point shot, and it drops. That might be a two-pointer. That was a two-pointer. That was a two-pointer. Thought so. Madison gets her first 2 points of the game. All right. Isabel's got the ball now, three-point line. Passes over to Gianna, who gets by her defender. She's looking to get over. Then it's pass back out for an open three, and Isabel now joins the three-point shot club. There we go, 44-28. Okay. 10 minutes and 40 seconds remain in this second half. As Abigail is now holding the ball, passes it over to number 14, who she takes the three, misses it, and Isabel with the rebound. She's able to probably, let's see what the refs are going to say. They're going to say it's staying in possession of the Buccaneers. Interesting. The refs have called a great game today, but I do think that was butternut ball. But either way, here we go. Buccaneers get a chance to pass it inside. They do. They are now to Callie Haganen underneath the hoop. She misses her layup attempt, gets it to Gianna Naring, and now she's carrying it up the court. It bounces off her own knee as she's dribbling, and now the turnover happens, and now Buccaneers are now carrying it up the court. Smart job by Abigail to just slow down. You're not in the shooting contest anymore. You are up a lot of points. All right. Abigail holding the ball at the three-point line. Passing it over to Madison Freeman. Then back underneath to number 22. She turns. She shoots. Ashlyn misses that one, but we have an offensive rebound. And we're just moving the ball around right now. Kayla's got it now at the top of the key. Looking to pass it. She gets it to Callie. Good defense so far by Butternut, but they got to get this ball back. There's 9 minutes and 30 seconds left in this game, and they still trail by quite a bit. Almost an intercepted pass. Number 22 gets the ball, takes the shot, misses the shot. And with that, Gianna has the ball. Gets it over to Kendra for Butternut, who's now carrying it up the court. Unblocked right now. She's just going to go right to the hoop. Ooh, and they're going to call a shooting foul. And she will get two free throws there. That was a great job. So Kendra's carrying the ball up. She's expecting to meet defensive interference, right, as she gets the three-point line. No one came to mark her. You could tell that she's like, and then she just kept dribbling and went straight to the hoop. They're going to say the foul happened before the shot did, so it's not a shooting foul. They get the ball passed underneath to Kendra. They're going to call another foul on number 24. I believe that's Lauren Geiger. And so with that, Butternut keeps possession of the ball. They'll pass it in underneath the hoop. And the pass in goes to Kendra. Then back to number 14, who has the ball, gets it to Caitlin. Ellie did a good job getting possession then. Then to Isabel. She looked for a three-point shot, decided not to take it. Back to Caitlin. Looking to get open. She can't do it. And right now they're just kind of passing back and forth. Then Kendra gets underneath. She throws a very fast shot that just kind of bounced weirdly off of the backboard. Defensive rebound made. 8 minutes and 45 seconds left in this game. Callie Haganen with the ball. Passing it over to Ashland. Inside now. 1-2 pass to Abigail, who takes the shot, makes the shot underneath. She's now got 6 points this half. Good job out here, 46-28. And I'll lead by 18. All right. Here we go. Kaylin with the ball, trying to dribble by her defender. Can't do it. Dishes it off to Isabel in the corner. Then gets it back to Kendra, who's back at the three-point line. Ball pass inside. Kaylin has it. Tries to go by her defender. Jumps up. Takes the shot. Misses the shot. And Abigail now, who's having an awesome second half, has now got a defensive rebound to her name. Pass over to number one, Madison, who then gets it back over to Abigail. Takes a shot. Great shot selection. She just couldn't get it to drop. And defensive rebound made. All right. Kaylin with the ball. Going to get to Kendra underneath. Turns, shoots. Can't get it high enough. And now we have defensive rebound made by Abigail. That was a really good job by her. They pass it 1-2. Gets it to Madison, who now has 2 points for her. They go down the court quickly to push the score to 48-28. Now have a commanding a 20-point lead with 7 minutes and 25 seconds left in this second half. Kaylin with the ball for Butternut. Isabel's got it now at the top of the key. Looking to get by her defender. She does, but loses track of the dribble. She had to stop. And so as Kaylin got the dish out pass, she quickly tried to get by her defender, but it bounced off of a Buccaneer limb and went out of bounds, so it is still Butternut ball. It's just they had to reset. Okay. Offense, let's see if they can get anything going for Butternut. Isabel gets the ball now on the pass in. Looking to get it underneath to Caitlin. She does. and it's straight up stolen by Kylie Orson. Great job as Kaylin tried to turn and shoot, and as she brought the ball up, it was just straight up stripped. You could see it clear as day. That was a great strip steal. Kaylin almost did the same exact thing, but the Buccaneers are able to get that possession back. So now number 14 is dribbling the ball. Luca has it. She gets it over to number 22, Ashlyn. We have a whistle, and it looks like there was a screen foul on number 11. So that'd be Madison Holm. Oh, there's two Madisons here. Okay, I'll do my best to do Madison Freeman and Madison Holm. There we go. All right. Kaylin now with the ball for Butternut. 6 minutes and 30 seconds remain. Scores 48-28, Buccaneers in the lead. Butternut trying to make a dent here. Okay. Trying to get by her defender. Lizzie can't, but the reason why is we have a foul on Buccaneers. Is her feet weren't set when she tried to set herself for defense, and so with that is now six fouls committed for the Buccaneers this half, and so there's free throws incoming for Butternut if they get fouled anymore. Kaylin trying to get by her defender, can't do it. She's going to get called for another foul. Oh, is a jump ball. That's why. Jump ball won by Butternut. I was trying to figure out what happened there. Isabel was the recipient of that pass, but Virginia ends up with it for Butternut. Gets it over to Kaylin at the top. Now she's trying to get by the horse. Can't do it. Gets it to Isabel. She thought about shooting three. Can do it. Goes for the layup. Misses. And number 13, Virginia gets the rebound for Butternut. And now they're trying to get by. Kaylin going for the shot. Can't get it. They're going to call. What are they calling here? A block shot. And then I want to make sure the refs, I could see what they were saying. They were saying it was a successfully blocked shot, and then it was last touch by a Butternut player. And so with that, it will be Buccaneer ball, as well as a mass substitution. So with 5 minutes and 57 seconds left, the starters for the Buccaneers have been sat, and now mostly sat. And so now we have more fresh players for the Buccaneers as they get their players some rest. All right. Butternut almost intercepts the ball, can't do it. Gets the ball over to Callie Haakkinen. It gets blocked, and it's going to go. Oh, they were able to successfully turn, gets it to number two, goes for a layup, misses, but Kayla gets the offensive rebound, misses, gets her offensive rebound, misses, and then finally, Gianna Naring gets the defensive rebound with 5 minutes and 20 seconds left. Still down by 20, Butternut with the ball to Kendra, to Gianna. Trying to drive by her defender. Can't do it. Good defense. Kelly Haakkinen showing that she plays both sides of the ball there. And she can't do it. We have a foul. Black, number 12. So that would be Gianna Naring gets called for a foul. So with that, is now 20. Kelly Haakkinen now has the ball for Buccaneers carrying up the court with 5 minutes left in the game. 48-28. All right, here we go. Jump ball. Isabel did a great job of trying to steal the ball, then got possession of it, then they jostled for it, and then the jump ball got called, and now it's putting a ball. Good job. Here we go. Butternut now has possession. Gianna carrying up the court, kicks it back out to Lizzie, then back to Gianna at the top of the key. And now they're just looking here. Ooh, it is almost successfully stolen, but Gianna got possession back. Driving to the hoop. Can't get an open shot. Gets it over to number 13, Virginia, who dishes it back, and they try to feed Kendra underneath the hoop. Can't do it. Goes out of bounds. 4 minutes, 25 seconds. It'll be Buccaneers ball. Buccaneers still leading by 20. Scores 48-28. Right now, Buccaneers are slowing down their offense. As long as they just don't allow just a rapid scoring for the Butternut, they can seal this game. You figure every possession can take 20 to 30 seconds off of the clock. And as I say that, Kendra tries to whiz a pass underneath the hoop. It goes really high. I'm sorry, not Kendra, excuse me, Kayla, tries to whiz a pass to Kylie Scott, went high, and now it's putting it ball. Okay. Lizzie with the ball, carrying it up the court. 4 minutes is about to happen. That's all that remains in this game with a 20-point deficit. Butternut getting behind. Gianna gets underneath the hoop. Met with a ton of defenders. The Buccaneers have just defended the paint so good tonight. All right. Kendra now has it in the corner. Gets it over to Lizzie. Underneath, long pass. Can't deliver it. Out of bounds. Buccaneers ball. Okay. Here we go. Allie Orson passes it inside. Back to her. Now she's carrying up the court. 3 minutes and 40 seconds remain in the game. Score is still 48-28 Buccaneers, who have the lead and the ball. Tries to dribble by her defender. Can't. At this point, it's like, just back it up. Force them to try to outplay you. Allie gets by her defender. It gets stolen by number 14, Ellie. Good job by her and a heads-up defensive play. And now Butternut carrying the ball to the court. Kaylin gets by her defender. Is she looking to shoot? She can't. Gets it to Kendra back to the three-point line. Takes a three. Misses a three. And Kylie Scott with the defensive rebound. Gets it to Kylie Orson, the point guard, who's now carrying up the court. 3 minutes now remain in this game. All right. They're moving the ball. Finally trying to drive up the hoop. And number two, Kylie Scott takes a shot, misses the shot. Defensive rebound made by Ellie Kohler. Kaylin now carrying the ball up the court. Met with tough defense by number 22, Ashlyn. And they're going to call foul on her. That's now free throws. There we go. So Kaylin will get to shoot some free throws here. That is their seventh foul of the game. Just waiting for them, the substitutions to come in. Here we go. First free throw is in. There we go. Kaylin made that one. Second free throw now to be set up here. 48-29. 2 minutes and 41 seconds remain in this first half. Second free throw is made. All righty. Timeout is called. 2 minutes and 41 seconds remain. We're going to take a 30-second ad break, and when we come back, we'll finish off the game here in 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
50-38 against the Butternut Midgets here in 98 Q Country. All right, wonderful game by the Prentice Buccaneers. They got up to a pretty substantial lead and just kind of held that game right there. And so it ended with a 12-point lead, but that was just from some aggressive play. It could have easily stayed at that 16, but the Butternut Midgets fought that one tooth and nail to the very end. There was no give up. There was a lot of moxie, and I love to see that from both teams. They played hard. And, with that, we have the game. That's the game. Well, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll do a little bit of post-game. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
All right, welcome back to 98Q Country. We just finished up our basketball tonight. We have a little bit of post games. Girls varsity basketball just finished. The Prentice Buccaneers hosted the Butternut Midgets. The score's 50-38. Just wanted to highlight a few players tonight in the post-game show is Kaylee Hankinen, the, I would call, easy MVP for tonight for the Prentice Buccaneers, as she had 15 in the first half and then ended up scoring 8 in the second half for a total of, drumroll please, 23 points. Wow, almost half of her points total was from her. And then on the other side of the ball, Gianna Naring, freshman, had 16 points herself. So we had two scores that really were on the line for both teams. And just Callie played out of her mind tonight, and that is a big, big plus when one of your players can just get on an absolute roll, right? So big props to her. I think it's an easy MVP vote there. She got played great defense, good rebounding, good stealing, good shooting. It was just like an all-around excellent performance for her, and if you know they look at tape later, they're going to be very pleased with what they saw there. All righty. For Butternut, tough loss. You got down by 16, and you really couldn't bring it back. Caitlin Babe was one of their best scorers, and she just was cold tonight. She ended up getting 8 points the second half, and a lot of that coming at the very end. Only 1 point in the first half, and I think that's tough for them because I know she doesn't – well, I mean, I've watched her play. She's a great scorer, right? But sometimes you get cold and it takes a little bit to get out of that. And so you just it happens, right? And I think she's a junior. She's one of the leaders on this team. I have full confidence that, you know, it's not going to get to her. She'll just – it's one of those things where it's like, hey, I had a bad night, but I'll play better on the next one. And I would have full faith in her to do that. I know the girls on her team trust her a lot, and so do the coach. Been able to speak with him in the past, and – so, you know, it happens, right? Sports like that can happen, and sometimes it happens all in one night. But looking, you know, this Butternut team's pretty darn talented, especially with the freshman Gianna Naring. Caitlin can score a lot. I know Isabel plays really good defense, and Kendra's pretty strong in the paint. Looking at the Prentice team, they're pretty built to win, I'm not going to lie, you know. And I look at players like Callie, look at players like Kylie Orson. Kayla is a junior, really tall in the center. It's part of the reason they get the ball in the paint and they turn around and Kayla's arms up and it's like, we can't even shoot over this guy. We can't even shoot over this girl. So, you know, I think Prentice can do some really good damage going in the later part of this season as they look to rack up more and more wins. All righty. With that, I think this gymnasium cleared up pretty quick. It is cold outside, and I think everyone wants to get home warm to their beds, including myself. So I think, you know what, I think we're going to call it there for tonight here on 98Q Country. Stephen Jetlin, I'm glad I could bring you tonight, the game tonight, and I look forward to more sports for you later this week. All right, everybody, have a good night. Stay warm, stay safe, and I will see you later. Goodbye.
You've been listening to High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station.
98Q Country.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway. And by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes, I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss I want. Baby, when graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Says she's had enough of me. I've had enough of her too. I might as well go on and set her free. She's already turned. No fault, no blame, nobody done no wrong. That's just the way it sometimes goes. Sometimes two people just don't get along. And it's time to hit the road. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck, wish you well. Take it slow, easy come, go, easy go. We tried to work it out 100 times, 99 it didn't work. I think it's best we put it all behind before we wind up getting hurt. No hard feelings, darling, no regrets. No tears and no broken hearts. Call it quits, calling off all bets. It just wasn't in the cards. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck, wish you well. Take it slow, easy come, girl, easy go.
Window, it's always sunny up above the clouds. She's got a mouth full of innuendo, but she makes it sound innocent somehow. Those hungry eyes can't be denied. Take me to church, show me the light. Straight masterpiece, way out of my league. Yeah, but I'm gonna hold her like a trophy tonight. She's decorating my car, so she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. I got a tiger by the tail. I'll just smile when she sinks her teeth in. She'll leave a scar and a story to tell. She's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax-free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That moment, she's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be a beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those.
strings untied, keeping it tax free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one.
Country.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low, and put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be